Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. How may I help you?
Hey, Pete. This is Kunal. Do you remember me?
Hey, what's up, Kunal?
I'm good, good. How about yourself?
Good, good, man. Busy since we last talked. Have you not been in touch for the whole month of October? Or?
Yeah, we've been kind
of
in touch, right?
Yeah, no, that's crazy, man. I can't believe we haven't talked in a month. Hello? Can you hear me? Yeah, yeah, I think you're breaking up a tiny bit, but, you know, what's up, man?
Yeah, I was going to ask, so, so we got that funding from Nine Capital, right? And, I was wondering, like, I know they approved us for, like, 170. Is it possible for us to get, like, someone called me, like, a couple days ago, and they said something like a second position or something like that? Is that something that we can do?
Yeah, depending on the situation, sometimes we can, get you a second position. You know, it's not going to be anything crazy large, but, you know, an extra 20, 30, 40K sometimes,
yeah.
Depending on the revenue, and, you know, how much, you did get that 170 from Knight, though, right?
We didn't take the full amount, we only took 70.
Oh, you only took 70?
Yeah.
Okay. That'll help you out here. What was your gross annual sales? I can pull your file up here, but if you just have that off the top of your head. You guys were up in the over a million, right? Or
yeah.
Okay, so, and is that night one for 70 the only thing that you have right now currently?
Yeah, because, like, some company called, like, we were talking to a guy from iAdvance or whatever, and he was like, yeah, I want to get you this, and, like, cause they came back to us with some like offer of like 40, but then, like, I'm not sure. He told me that yesterday, so we sent over paperwork. But I mean, I'm just getting kind of an odd vibe from him.
Yeah, man. So, what companies are you working with?
iAdvance, and he keeps saying.
iAdvance.
Yeah, they keep saying.
Where
like,
are they based out of?
New York. He says he's a direct lender, but then like, and then he showed me a website for like the bank he works with. But then the paperwork he sent me was from like a Yellowstone.
No, dude, no. You don't want to deal with the Yellowstone. Trust me.
Yeah, so...
They are like, sharks.
Yeah.
Yellowstone's a high risk, low... Very. They only do, like, 4 month, 6 month max, and they're just super high risk. They kind of just give anybody to credit score and a pulse. But,
yeah, so now I'm just kind of like, you know, I want to see if we can get something else going. I remember I was working with you, and you guys are really, like, really solid.
Yeah, of course. So, let's see what we can get as far as... So, when did you fund that 70 with Knight? Very recently? Like a month within the last month?
I think so, like a month and a half ago.
Okay. So, basically, end of September. So, what's your balance on that currently?
I don't even know. I know we haven't missed any payments on that, so...
What was your... what are your payments daily?
726.
Damn, what kind of term length did you get on that?
I think like 7 months or something like that. Or 6 months.
6 months.
Because like the main reason we got it is because like at 70 is because if we did more, I think they were going to ask like K-1s and stuff, but we don't have any of that paperwork. So we just did it so it's easy. I guess just being 100% transparent with you, just we did it in a manner that was just like the quickest.
Yeah. Exactly. Dude, sometimes that's like not worth the extra pain in the ass. Just, yeah, okay, listen, I'll make it work. Give me the 70. I don't need, you know, 150. Like, you know, we can get. Because a lot of times with these, you can revisit the idea. Like, you know, you're talking to me now. We could probably. If you were approved for 170 with Knight, that means, you know, they assumed that you could take on that, you know, loan. And you only took 70, so, you know, my guess is, you know, we can get you to that 100,000 mark, theoretically, you know, like, get you an extra 30. What are you exactly looking for?
I mean, 30, 35, because we got approved for, like, basically the reason I'm asking is, like, Express Business Loans. I was working with them. They got
wait, who?
Express Business Loans.
Okay.
So they got us approved for 50, and then... When they did the call, I fucked up on the call because everything's in my mom's name, and I acted on her behalf instead of telling them that I was acting on her behalf. I was like, oh yeah, it's me, and that fucked up that funding call. So I was like, shit, you know. So that was my fault. Like, I'm not, I mean, just being 100% transparent with you, so like, you're not.
Well, yeah, because it's going to come up anyway, and, you know, thank you, appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's what I'm saying. I want to be 100% transparent on this. Like, I don't want any issues. I just want to see if we can get something.
Just get it done, yeah.
Yeah, because, like, we even, like, for the company I was working with yesterday, the Ivans guys, they gave us a COJ thing, and we had it, we shipped it out and everything. And now I'm just kind of like, well, dude, he came back at me this morning saying, oh, instead of 45, it went to 21. And I was like, what the hell? So now I'm just like, what the fuck, dude? You guys, first you said 45, now you said 21. And then he said, oh,
it sounds like somebody who's just trying to get you into the door and then get that whole situation where you're like, you know what, I'm done with all the paperwork, just give me what you got, and, you know,
exactly. Yeah,
that's what he's hoping for. Or it works sometimes, man, just like kind of not lie, but just, you know, false expectations, and
exactly.
Oh, crap, you need the money next week, too bad, we only got you 25, you better take it. Some businesses work like that, man. It's kind of like...
Yeah. I'm not stressing for the cash. It's just the only reason we're looking to grab is because one of our buyers that we usually sell to, he's overseas for the next month and a half, like for a funeral, for some family issues. So we floated him quite a bit of product, and he hasn't come back to pay us yet. So that's why I was like, shit, we kind of need a little bit to kind of hold it over until he gets back. Because he gets back in the middle of December.
Okay.
And then we have a lot of products sitting in Amazon just being sold. So, I mean, I'm not, like, too concerned about it, but it's just be nice to have a little extra cushion just for argument's sake, you know?
Yeah, how much are the receivables, you know, in December coming into?
We should have at least, I think we floated him, like, 50 or 60K, plus in our Amazon, on our FBA, we have over 90K in FBA.
Okay.
Like, that should be coming through, like, parts of it this month, parts of it next month. And then we're just continuously sending product to them, because as soon as it gets there, it's ready to sell.
Okay, so you just kind of need a little bit of operational capital while the receivables are coming in. Same pretty situation as last time.
Yeah.
Essentially.
So same situation, just I could have prevented it if I paid attention to him. Well, I mean, it could have been prevented by just having him pay up front, but, I mean, I didn't realize he was going to go to Germany.
Yeah, for a month and just kind of leave you high and dry, and I'm assuming this is more of your busy season, right?
Yeah, dude, we have...
With the new iPhones rolling out, so now you got probably... I think you were telling me last time you got more access now to, you know, the refurbished market, obviously, because people are trading in more.
We just got accepted into, like, one of Amazon's programs for the refurbishing side. So it's, like, one of the harder programs to get into.
No, that's huge, actually, dude. That's a great company you want to be partnering up with, whether it's just, you know, the littlest thing, you know... Amazon's huge in volume, so that's gonna be great for your company. Let me just pull. I have your file here. Let me just pull it up on my computer.
So maybe someone asking today if we happen to have the tray and a little SIM card on an iPhone 5.
Mm-hmm.
How much would you charge them?
$10.
Yeah, I'm trying to see. Actually, I'll find it in here. I just want to see what I have on file for you as far as paperwork. So what I'm going to need. So it looks like I have up to August. So I'm just going to need... you don't have your October bank statement yet, right? It's only the 3rd.
I'm not sure. Probably not.
Yeah, no, just...
go ahead.
Yeah, just send me September bank statement. I'll shoot you this in an email too. You don't worry about it. I just need September bank statement, and I might need a new application. I'll just refill it out and just have you send it and signed it real quick. And if you have the night documents. Yeah, I think that's all I'm gonna need. It's just a new app and some bank statements, and we should be able to get you that second position one. I have exactly the program in mind. There's just, you know, what did your credit come back last time? So I got this program in mind. It's one of our second, third position programs that.
There's third positions?
Dude, I've done it before. It's not, you know, it's not by any stretch of the imagination something that typically happens. But I've gotten somebody a third position before. So, you know, you wouldn't even expect to. Some people stack a lot, so they'll, you know, it's not really something that's illegal, but it's not very legal as well. It's a gray area where they're basically talking to two lenders at the same exact time to the point where, like, and these loans go through so quickly and the turnaround so quick, you could, you know, if they're just saying, yes, 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 here's the paperwork, no problem, let's get it funded, to two guys at the same time, and they're not cross-referencing, they can, theoretically, you can get two people to fund you on the same day, and then, like, 2 days later, they'll realize they double-funded, so it's like, hey, you know, we gave this guy 50K, and you gave him 50K, there's no way, you know, we looked through his bank statements, there's no way he's going to be able to turn this back and be able to pay us back both ways. So that's how some people kind of, like, really shadily get two or three, four positions out. You know, if I only have one or two positions and I'm applying for a third and you really get double funded, it's happened before, it's really shady, and they usually end up defaulting. Because they over-leverage, but,
That's
yeah,
crazy.
No, it happens.
That's funny, because that one guy from Express Business Loans, he was trying to do that.
What was he?
I don't know how. He was telling me, like, theoretically, I can get these two done in the same day. I was like, what? And I was just really confused about what he's saying. I was like, I'm not sure what you're saying.
It's called stacking in the industry. It's nasty. You don't want to be a part of it.
Because
the way these are underwritten is they look at your bank statements, they say, like, how much extra money is left over when this is said and done, you know, like,
yeah.
they want to lend you as much as possible, but they can't, you know, consciously just keep, they can't just, they can't give you $100,000 if you can't pay it back, you know, then everyone will default, but, you know, they underwrite it basically to the maximum amount, you know, the tipping point for the business. So when you got two of them coming in like that, you're gonna end up defaulting big time. But I'll shoot you a quick email if you can get me those, the new app and a bank statement later on today. Should have maybe some approvals by tomorrow afternoon, Monday the latest.
Okay. I mean, just out of curiosity, since we didn't say the full thing from night, like, is it possible to go to them and say, hey, can we just get the rest?
Sometimes I could look into that for you. Can ask somebody. Obviously, because you funded with them already, you know, you can give them a ring up right now and see if you can.
Mm-hmm.
And then just give me a call back if they kind of give you the yes or no on that, and then we'll continue.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. That's kind of
yeah, I mean, sometimes they'll, you know, some companies will give you the additional, you know, requested funds if, you know, you were pre-approved for this amount. Depends if things have changed a lot since then. I mean, it's only really been a month for you. So, honestly, you probably have a good shot of going back tonight, just giving them a ring and saying, hey, can I get the other 30K? But I'll shoot you an email today with the application for us and a request for another bank statement. So if you just give them a call, and if it works out there, then perfect. If not, then just shoot me back that app, and we'll get you some numbers next week and get you that second position.
Okay. All right. Well, either way, I mean, I still want to see if you can help me out on this one. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'll call Knight, and then if you can, just send me over what I need to send over to you. Just basically September, and I'll just send you a new app.
Yeah, let me make sure I have your email right here.
I emailed you right now, too, I think.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You did. Perfect. I got it then.
I called your line, and it went to some girl.
Yo, wait. Why does it keep doing that? Because that's actually my manager, and she's been... Every once in a while, some of my calls will get routed over to her.
Did you guys use Ring Central?
No, we're actually switching from 8x8...
Okay.
To another company, I'm not sure exactly which one. But, yeah, we're not happy with the 8x8 right now. We're rolling the new one out next week, I think.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's been doing some weird things to my line. But I'll keep in touch with you and shoot you an email right now. Cool. Sounds good, man. Right. Take care. Bye.